And another thing, Mr. if you don't think of a word for the, you know, for the particular thing I'm asking, I'd like to know that too, because that's just as important, you know, as if you, what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are kept before they're milked? They're driven up from the pasture and then into this...
A small lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
That's made out of rocks or stone?
Yeah, just piled up.
Well, we just call it a pile of stone, usually.
Do people use that kind of fence around here?
No, they don't own it. Rock is used a good bit. Brick and blocks is used a good bit in some place that you want to hold where you fill in with soft dirt and want to keep it from washing away.
Uh-huh. But it's not, rocks aren't usually used then to mark around fences, I mean around pastures or anything?
No, like that. Not too much.
Uh-huh. Okay.
More than you could beat them up, and it you can make a stake where you're stretching wire fence. It helps to tighten the stake to beat rock in around them.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, see. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in? It's got a handle on the top.
A wooden pail.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal?
We call it a bucket.
Okay. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
We call it a heavy frying pan.
All right. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, the thing where you turn the water on and off?
A spigot.
Okay. And how about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, some people calls it a spigot and some calls it a faucet.
Okay.
The old name, I believe, is faucet form.
All right.
First I ever heard.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that the water comes out of?
Well, it would be a spigot.
All right. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A few empty cans.
No, if you bought a few cans of food and, you know, just whatever you get at the grocery store, what would they put them in?
Well, big canned beef, soup.
Yeah, but what kind of container would they put these things in?
Oh, it would be a tin.
Okay.
Tin or copper.
All right. Now, let's see, if you bought a few cans of things at the store, then when they take your money and put them, what would they put them in for you to carry them home?
They put them in a paper bag.
All right. Have you ever heard people call that anything besides a paper bag?
Paper poke.
Okay.
The old people call it paper poke, but late years they call it paper bag.
All right. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high, and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
That's a French harp.
Okay. Can you play one of those?
No, I've tried several times, but I never did have the patience to keep trying.
I see you've got a piano here. Do you play the piano?
No, the girls play it some, but it's not in good condition right now. It needs tuning up.
Yeah. What do you call a musical instrument that's made out of metal, and it's shaped like this, and you hold it between your teeth, and you pick it like that?
That's a French harp.
All right. Well, now... You call them both a French harp? Now this one you hold up and you pluck like this.
A juice harp. Okay. Juice harp is the one that you flip.
Okay.
Is a juice harp.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth? You might get 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes or something.
We call them cotton bags.
All right.